There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good day, program. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. And importantly, you are here. So Jennifer and Kenny and I are focused on George Bush. No, we aren't. I have actually my George Bush socks on. That's probably why I'm thinking
about
it.
You have George Bush socks?
I have George Bush socks.
I want those. I mean, I don't want them now that your stinky feet have been in them.
Well, I can wash them.
But I want George Bush socks.
I can wash them.
They have his picture on them?
No, they just have his signature there. Oh. Let's see. What colors are they? They're blue, orange, green, and yellow. Very, very clever and very colorful and perfect Florida colors.
Every color in the crayon box.
I am, pretty much. I'm in the studios of John Cremins and Agos Dancure in Tampa this morning. It is 77 degrees and humid, and Charlotte doesn't like it. Other than that, I can't give you much of a report. I can tell you, though, as long as I'm in Florida, the focus on Jeb Bush is rather fevered or fervent, Kenny. Which word would you it's fervent or
I think
fevered?
I think in this case it might be both.
Yeah, it might be.
So Jeb, he's a Hispanic voter?
Well, apparently.
Donde está el Jeb?
He speaks fluent Spanish.
He really does, in a nice tone, by the way.
His wife is from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
For 2 years, he lived in Venezuela when he was in his 20s.
Fernando?
Fernando Venezuela, yes, right. Venezuela. Did I say Valenzuela? Well, you know what I mean. So he's very culturally immersed. He was born in Texas, former governor of Florida, large Hispanic populations in those two. So no doubt he would get much of the Spanish vote.
That's right. But that's what conservatives don't like about him is immigration, because he's kind of soft on it.
Exactly. It appears Mr. Bush may have become a bit carried away. He listed himself as an Hispanic on a 2009 voter registration application in Miami-Dade County. Apparently, the spokespeople for Mr. Bush have no explanation for this. He went on Twitter, however, to say, oops.
Hashtag oopsie.
Oops.
Those Florida ballots are really tricky, though.
Don't think I fooled anyone, he said. And then his son, Jeb Jr., said, come on, Dad. Think you checked the wrong box?
Is Jeb Jr. the really hot one?
No, that's George. George, his son George is the hot one.
Oh, okay.
And the one
I'm
who
glad
is,
you knew. Look at you.
Well, he looks like the son George looks like his mother. And it was around during most of the campaigning that was done for his uncle. He was around wooing the Spanish, the young Spanish population. The young Spanish female population, I might say.
Just say aye to that one.
Carolina Lopez is the deputy supervisor of elections for Miami-Dade. She said voters have to submit hard copies of applications with a signature before receiving a voter information card that confirms their address and their polling location. According to the election department, the application requires a signature because the voter is swearing or affirming an oath. So yesterday's New York Times got a copy of the application.
He's a lawyer. And he shouldn't be able to vote.
No, right, exactly. He's disqualified from being president. Anyway, it shows his driver's license, his Social Security number, but they were all covered up anyway. So what does this mean? It doesn't really mean much of anything except he goofed. I don't know. Do we make a big deal out of this? What do you think? 888-302-3684. Email
well,
the judge.
How would it benefit him if he purposely said, I'm a Hispanic voter? Or was it just an accidental Bush box check?
I don't get the this.
Because you still get the same ballot no matter what.
Okay. Does this come under the same scrutiny as Elizabeth Warren, who is not my favorite senator?
You check the witch box.
Well... Well, in addition to checking the witch box, she also checked the Native American box.
Oh yeah,
Remember, she was accused of misrepresenting herself as an Indian.
I can understand that because you get benefits and stuff if you're an Indian.
But still, it's not the truth, really.
Every Hispanic, it's like everybody has to work the same. If you're a Native American, you get grants and stuff.
So there's Ted Cruz also, who's been explaining that he's eligible to run even though he was born in Canada because his mother is an American.
Right.
Democrats obviously quick to criticize Mr. Bush for the era. As a matter of fact, Alberto Morales, who is I'm surprised to hear that he's the Democratic National Committee's Hispanic Outreach Worker. Alberto says that Mr. Bush is out of step with Latinos. What about Hispanics? Because Latinos, this guy's out of step because he doesn't know there's a difference between Latinos and Hispanics. Even I know that, and I'm as white as they come. Not as white as Jennifer, but pretty close.
Hey.
So how about that? Hey, Mr. Bush is out of step with Latinos. And the Democrat Party in Florida says, he's committed a felony. Send him to jail.
What are the charges, Your Honor? Impersonating a Hispanic.
This could be a very entertaining campaign season coming up.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah,
look, Jeb Bush is not my favorite. I don't know why, because I really seriously do, and I know you hate this. Well, you don't hate it, but you don't like
it.
I love George W. I don't know why Jeb doesn't do it for me.
I got his father's
it's
socks
not
on
like, I'm saying it's not that I have a Bush block that the reason I don't like Jeb.
That's something you wear in the sun in Florida, a Bush block. Or Texas, even, perhaps. Yeah. All right. Well, I'd rather be a Bush blocker than a Bush whacker. And I think that is going to end this conversation. Unless you have something to say. And who's got anything? What else is there to say, actually, about this? In reality, there's nothing else to say, unless you have something
about
else.
The pool of candidates swimming out there.
All right, 888 in a sea of sharks. 888-302-3684. Remember this above all other considerations when it comes to politicking this time around. Chances are Jeb Bush will carry the day. It's too early to tell.
No.
But if he does, and Mrs. Clinton carries the day, you will have the phoniest campaign you could ever possibly contrive. Like
the good thing is...
What?
But the good thing is, if both the Bush and the Clinton get back on there, you can't hear that, we don't need another Bush, because then they're going to say, we don't need another Clinton. That's, what's going
to
happen?
It would be very interesting, to say the least. 14 after the hour.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect?
When
you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online and 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The greens of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome athlete responsibly.
Did you have a baby last year? Or did you not have a baby last year despite all the subtle hints your mom kept dropping? Like building that crib and asking for a number one grandma mug for Christmas? Even though that's not how it works. You can't just ask to be awarded number one grandma. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you have a baby, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
So for the equal opportunity folks who are upset with me because they just spent how much time? What, 6 minutes talking about Jeb Bush? Do we spend that much time talking about him?
Yeah.
Six minutes?
I liked it.
All right. So we'll spend a couple of minutes on Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
Now, do we need a fanfare? We got some sort of...
Dougie.
She's won a trip to the White House. She's expected. I know this is going to be big news. Stop the presses. Hold the phone. Make no moves until you check with your mother and father. Hillary Clinton is expected to launch her presidential campaign.
4 years ago.
Her initial focus will apparently be on intimate events.
I bet.
Rather than the big speeches to big rallies. It'll be like one-on-one or one-on-two.
What you gotta do is you gotta be intimate. I wish I could do a Bill Clinton. Man, I could do a Bill Clinton.
You don't have to do a Bill.
I wish, but you know, he likes the intimate things.
Right, he does, so, as a matter of fact. All right, so that's the big story from the other side. For those of you who are upset with me because...
Well, I'm going to other side your other side.
Oh, are you? Really? Why? Where
Rand
going
Paul's
going
to announce his Rand White
Paul.
House run today.
Now, he might get my vote, actually. Dude, is it going to bother anybody if I tell you that I like Rand Paul? I've told you that before, anyway.
A lot of people like Rand Paul.
The millennials love him.
I like Rand Paul, except I don't like his foreign policy. That's
well, but you see, the interesting thing is the younger crowd doesn't pay much attention to foreign policy. The younger crowd pays attention to two things. One of them is fiscal responsibility, and the other one is stay out of my bedroom. That's pretty much it for the millennials. You can summarize the millennials that way.
And drugs.
And you're, well, I don't know about drugs, you think?
Legalizing marijuana, yes.
Oh, well, legalizing, yeah. I don't know if they're overusing it, yeah. But I think that those would be very important, very significant, and more focused approaches by the candidates if they've got a clue as to who's going to actually go voting. 21 after on Good Day.
Painting and saving.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, April 17th through the 20th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Time for a review of the top five songs from this week in 1980 for your listening and dancing pleasure. So we'd like to do this about once a week. We'll pick a year and do the top five songs from that week, or this week as it turns out. 1980 is the year. Number five during the first week of April in 1980 belonged to Kool and the Gang. Too hot.
It's cool stuff.
It is. No, it's hot, Richie. It's hot. It's Kool and the Gang.
Jazz.
High and high, we never took the time to stop and feel the need. Funny how those years go by.
I said it's very smooth. I've always liked him.
Yeah.
And how he presented himself.
They're a smooth band, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember
right. That's a good word for it. Smooth. Okay, so this is number five. This is sort of a contrast. From Kool and the Gang at five, we go to Queen in the number four position. I like this song as well.
Yeah.
Great pop music. Crazy Little Thing Called Love. Crank it up, Richie. Number three, Debbie Harry and her group Blondie. Call Me was number three during this week in 1980. This is a good crank-up song, too, Richie. Crank it up. Good week for pop music.
Yeah.
Number two, Spinners from Philadelphia.
Love it.
Working my way back to you. This is worth a minute or so of our time, Richie. Number two in the top five this week in 1980. The sound of the mothers, fathers, sisters, and brothers who work together in the Spinners in Philly. Gummy. Story of a gum guy. simple.
It was
straightforward.
It wasn't. I mean, listen to all the fills with just the little violin fills there. Everything.
Working my way back to you, baby. The story is a great story. Listen, there you go. But you can't sit still when you listen to stuff like that. And so it makes you happy, even though if you listen to the lyric line, hopeful song. I want to work my way back to you. Admit that I was a jerk, a burger, screwed up, and so please take me back. Number one belonged to Pink Floyd. I'm going to bring in the wall part two, number one. And this was 1980. All in all, you're just saying, let's break it to the wall. I was never a big fan of Pink Floyd.
They're a crazy band. They hated each other.
They did?
They couldn't stand each other.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it's just a lot of craziness went on with them. But they
didn't even have nobody was married to Yoko Ono.
Right. But they put out some genius stuff, man.
Yeah, this is good. All right, so to recap one more time. Number five this week, Kool and the Gang and Too Hot. Number four, Queen, Crazy Little Thing Called Love. Number three was Blondie's Call Me. Number two, The Spinners, Working My Way Back to You. My favorite of all of them. Actually, I like them all. I think I like The Spinners best of all of the top five teams from this week in 1980. And Pink Floyd here. Another brick in the wall. It's the top five songs in review from this week in 1980, as we do from time to time on the Good Day program. Over the next half hour, a review of our daily poll and some of the things that are important for you to consider information-wise at DougStephan.com. Hi, 28 after and good day.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Right now, a pirate takeover of an oil tanker is being thwarted off the coast of Africa. Right now, terrorists are being watched from 10 miles in the stratosphere. Right now, a school is being built for children in a third world country. Right now, America's Navy is working around the world, around the clock, protecting everything we hold dear back home. Visit Navy.com to learn more.
The word super has a certain power, like supersized or supercharged. Super makes pretty much anything better. So no wonder Super 8 hotels are named Super 8. They take a comfy, affordable stay and make it super. With free Wi-Fi, free breakfast, and Wyndham Rewards points for loyalty members at over 1,800 locations worldwide. All at a price that fits. And that's just super. Super 8 hotels. Stay super at super8.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with the new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever for an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
Missing here, 33 after the hour. It's 27 before the new hour. And the Good Day program, helping you start your day with what's going on in the world, the news, the conversation, the opinions. Jennifer Horn has an opine or two here and there. So does Kenny, monitoring social media. Actually, you know what? We haven't checked in because I thought not about it. That's a way of talking like Yoda. I do that because he's my hero. I thought not about it while you were gone, Kenny. So having said that, before we get to Edward Snowden and his interview, what sort of things have we got flopping around that we haven't gotten to that people would be interested in knowing about in terms of comment? Because that's really kind of what we're here for, have people understand what's going on, at least from our point of view, and then what's your deal? 888-302-3684, email to Doug or to Ken or Rich or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. So what do we have cooking there?
A couple comments about the top 10 list of the top 10 talk radio topics for the week. Yvonne said the ones that were most important to her were the Religious Freedom Act controversy and the Iran nukes. She says those who cannot treat others as equal will have no peace.
It's interesting how the religious controversy thing, there's an email, well not an email, can you see if you can find the Facebook page posting from a fellow who was very, very angry at me and said that Steve Wiseman, the lawyer who interpreted that law, was a liar. And as I read through it, I was having breakfast yesterday at some restaurant, and I'm looking at this stuff, and I'm wondering to myself, and I've said this on the air too, these sorts of things, how in the world is somebody so invested in this one way or the other, even though I get the controversy, I get the different interpretations and stuff, but how does somebody get so angry? I think his name was Boyer. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, Gordon Boyer.
Yeah. You can read some of that. He is so angry. He calls, well, you can read some of it and see what all of you think.
There has been lots of misinformation about this law. The attorney you had on was a liar. The law had nothing to do with refusing service to anyone. That is already covered by the Public Accommodations Act. That already makes it illegal to discriminate. This is about having someone personally participate in your activity, even if they don't agree with it. A person that makes videos does not have to sell his services to a nudist wedding or a KKK birthday party.
And he's kind of, I mean, the way I've understood it, and I've gone through it last week, the fine line is this. If you are asked to bake, everybody likes to use the cake baking. If you're asked to bake a cake, then you don't have to, by just saying, I don't want to bake a cake for you, is still illegal. If I don't want to bake a cake and deliver it and set it up at your gay wedding because it disagrees with me or whatever I believe in, then that's where that protects you. Or better yet, if someone wants you to, you know, if you're a Muslim guy and you have to have facial hair and your job wants you to be clean shaven, you can say, look, I have to have facial hair for religious reasons. That's kind of, it's a very fine line. It is, and it's been open to really bad interpretation because people are into this team sport of, you know, black and white, gay and religious groups, you know, all these things.
You have a really bad Middle Eastern accent.
Yeah. Huh?
Somebody else wanted to try it. When you said, I have to, Richie, you can do a better job. I have to have a beard in my.
I wasn't doing a Muslim accent.
I know you weren't. That's why I said you have a bad one.
That was mean.
It was mean?
Oh. That's mean.
That's right.
My accent's fine.
Meany, meany, miny, miny. Okay. Anyway, the thing that, and I'm going to spend a lot of time on this, I'm going to move on, but I just think Wiseman is one of the best lawyers, the smartest guys that I have ever come across when it comes to the law. There's not much that gets by him. And whatever that man heard, I don't remember, frankly. I have to go back and listen to the recording of it. Even if he was wrong, why do you say, why are you so angry about this? That guy's a liar. He's not. There's no reason for him to not tell the truth.
Sometimes people are just wrong, or maybe you just misunderstood.
But maybe you didn't hear. I mean, right. I find it hard to believe. Anyway, I think I made my point. What else can you get there, Kenny?
Let's see. He had a little bit more to say. I'm trying to get past.
Yes, he did. He had a lot to say.
Rob says,
you know what, hold on for a second. The other side of that is, I am very pleased when somebody feels strongly enough about something, even though I was critical of him calling Wiseman a liar. The fact that he took the time and he feels passionate about it is very important, and the fact that he would take the time to express himself to the rest of us who would read what he has to say. Certainly he's trying to convince us that his point is right, but it takes time to do that as thoughtfully as he did, and so for that I am thankful, sir. Thank you. All right, what else, Kenny?
Rob says, I wish people could get as fired up about ISIS as they are about Indiana.
You know, that's amen to that.
Yep.
Yes, yep. Same. Right, we have done nothing. We sit like a bunch of squatting fools while these guys run all over the place, and it keeps going on and on and on. And it just, you know, I made reference, if you weren't listening the last half hour, to how horrible the infrastructure is getting in our country and how we're just not keeping up with it. We have so many problems that we are not dealing with, and yet these people just keep coming back with more programs, more ideas, more let's do this, let's change that. Why the hell don't you fix what's wrong instead of spending more money on things that aren't going to be easily fixed or that don't need to be fixed in terms of priorities over and above what there is now? And this thing with ISIS is just tourists. The fact that these girls want to go over there, the whole thing
God,
is...
I do not understand.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, these people do not treat it right.
Yeah. All right, Kenny, keep going, please. Thanks.
A bunch of comments about that Monsanto story that we had last week where the lobbyist said that it was the Roundup was safe to drink, but I'm not going to drink any because I'm not stupid.
It's just the case.
Right. Yeah, that's our Monsanto story of the week. What did you say about that?
Yeah, I'm thinking he's looking for a job this week.
Yeah. Ryan says nuclear power plants are absolutely safe too, but I wouldn't live there. Sleep and eat whatever you want.
Sleep where you want, eat what you want, but don't do it in my neighborhood. Okay. Yeah. The other side of this is people have jobs. People are told this is what you have to say in order to keep that job. And if you don't say it, then go work somewhere else, which is completely up to the company to do what it feels is right. But when it comes down to the risks of some of these things that come, especially out of Monsanto, there's not a lot of debate about the science here. Not much at all. All right, Kenny, what else have you got that's good?
Alice said, we had a little kid who got into the Roundup. We had to pump his stomach, give him activated charcoal, and admit him to the hospital. Safe to drink? I think not. Call your local poison control if you want to see for yourself.
Yeah, so to say that, it just underscores how these people think they can say almost anything and get away with it because they're so powerful.
Well, what he was basing his comment on was several people apparently have tried to commit suicide by drinking it, and it didn't kill them.
No.
So he turns that into it's safe to drink.
Right, there you go.
Good job,
that's
Charlie.
An interpretation, yeah. Give that to the guy who just wrote the note about Wiseman. Okay, what else have you got, Ken? There's a lot of interesting things here. Go ahead.
Joseph says, Monsanto Corporation is the same company that brought us Agent Orange. Don't trust them.
Huh. They brought us a lot of things that we've used in war. How much is there a crossover, I guess, is the question. And that will leave to your imagination. Because I don't have... Normally, in circumstances like this, I might stretch... the truth a little bit. I don't have to with Monsanto, number one. Number two, I don't want to be accused of going beyond just because I don't like them going beyond what is the truth. The truth is they are very dangerous. Some of their products are extraordinarily beneficial to farmers here and elsewhere around the world. But the fact that they are so controlling and they're so interested in being in control, I suppose that's a part of corporations. That's really they don't report to you. They don't report to me unless you're a stockholder, Monsanto. They don't report to anybody. Their job is to make more money and to do it within the boundaries of the law. There's a certain amount of stretching going on there, I think. And so you make up your own mind. I just choose. I make the decision. You people all make your own decision whether you want to eat GMO food. I choose not to. And I don't want anything to do with Monsanto under any circumstances. I've been a farmer all my life. I've seen what the stuff does. I'm not interested, but everybody's got a choice. A lot of farmers swear by their stuff because what they do allows them to produce more and not necessarily at a great deal more expense. And so I understand that thinking, Frank. It just doesn't happen to be mine. Kenny, what else? Boy, a lot of material here.
One more on Monsanto. Thomas says that lobbyist was quite a spokesman. His refusal is the best statement possible regarding the safety of Roundup and Monsanto.
Yeah. No, didn't need a comment. What other areas have you got working there? Anything that's hot and juicy?
Yes, some new comments about the Rolling Stone magazine and their retraction of the rape story.
Yeah. What, just for those of you who don't know, in terms of background, about, what was it, last October? Was it a fall sometime when that young woman who had accused the fraternity of raping her, and I've said in general, there's way too much of this stuff going on in this country. There's way, way, way too many of these fraternities. And other, it isn't even just on college campuses. The fact that women are abused the way they are in the name of somebody having a good time or because they can or any number of things that you can play into
gives everybody the ability to blame every man for everything.
Yeah. Well, but the other side of it is there are too many men who are doing this, Richie. It's not acceptable to have anybody.
But it's assumed everybody's guilty.
Well, in this case, the Rolling Stone thing was a complete misjustice. Is that the right word? Injustice is a better better word, a miscarriage of justice, a miscarriage of injustice, whatever.
It was bad.
It was really bad. And Rolling Stone looks really bad because they didn't. There are occasions when the Rolling Stone has done over the years fairly interesting, penetrating interviews. I don't really know. I don't. You know what? I have never really understood what the real mission is
of
Rolling Stone magazine.
I don't either. Well, you know, I started getting it.
It's culture.
I started getting it for free, and I never ordered it, but it just started kind of showing up at my house, and it's weird. I mean, there's a lot of cuss. It's a lot of sexual stuff.
Yeah.
But they try to do newsy stuff as well. I don't know. I think it's for men. I don't get it.
Well, it may be for men.
It's not for musicians anymore, I'll tell you that.
No, it isn't. That's the point. That thank you, Richie. You just made the point.
Right. What's your purpose?
A music magazine. Now it's not.
It's culture pieces. Junk. You know, try and report on culture.
So is that enough background for you to do what the comment is, Kenny? This lady accused this fellow of these people of raping her. They didn't. She didn't. They didn't do the background story, so they didn't get anybody on the other side. Now it's really looking like this woman made the whole thing up. So I think that's where it is.
We saw this with the Duke University lacrosse team, too.
Yeah. So what's the comment, Ken?
Lou says the responsible editor at Rolling Stone needs to step down if they want to start down the road of repairing the magazine's reputation. The story, the expression of concern, the review, and now the upcoming retraction were all handled badly. Stuff like this does not take 3 to 4 months to figure out.
No, but it also does take the sway off the real focus of the real problem, which are too many women are getting abused. That's
what UVA said this morning. Yeah. Is that this is the shame of it all?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's pretty.
That the real problem will now be taken as seriously as it should be.
Right. All right, Kenny. We've done a good job. Anything else that you want to?
One more on the Rolling Stone thing. Brian says. Remember when Woodward and Bernstein got grilled over and over by Ben Bradley over the Watergate story? Are you sure? Are you sure? I guess that question doesn't come up anymore.
Ben Bradley died. And with that, although there are a lot of people who are concerned about his political point of view, he really was a good newsman and was swayed a lot by his own feelings, but he got people to do the job the right way. So that was a good comment. There's a lot of good comments there. Thank you. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. It's 12 before the hour.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. on the road, at the beach, or at home. Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
My name is Judy Teeter, and I'm the mother of three boys. My youngest, Joe, was a great kid. He loves sports, music, and his youth group. One day, Joe asked me to drive him to an after-school event, which was about a mile from our home. I was driving through a green light when a car in cross traffic ran a red light and drove right into the side of our car, killing Joe. The driver was talking on her phone, so she never even saw the red light. She was so absorbed in her phone call.
And play.
Before the crash, I didn't realize just talking on a cell phone while driving was so dangerous. Now it's something I think about every day. According to the National Safety Council, about 1 in 4 car crashes involves a cell phone. Hands-free is no safer. When you're behind the wheel, put away your phone. For Joe and for the thousands of needless deaths every year. Remember, there is no safe way to talk on a cell phone while driving. Find out more at nsc.org/callskill.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Stephen's good day, and it's time for Warren. It's time in our segment here. Warren is the foremost pet expert in the United States. He has trained every celebrity's pet, from David Letterman to who else, Warren?
Lily Tomlin, Rodney Dangerfield, President Ford.
What did Rodney Dangerfield have?
It was a funny story. He had a little poodle that was peeing all over the house. The funniest line I ever heard from Rodney Dangerfield, and this is exactly what he said to me. Warren, talk about no respect. My dog closes his eyes before he humps my leg.
Typical Rodney.
It was such a classic Rodney Dangerfield. One of the nicest nicest, one of the nicest down-to-earth people I ever met in my life.
I miss him a lot. All right, so speaking of miss, those of you who have been along with us this morning or haven't heard, Doug's dog Charlotte passed away. We talked about this, Warren. Charlotte passed away in Florida, and he wanted to get her back up to the farm to have her cremated and then take care of her remains. What do you do if you are on a trip and your animal passes away? What are your options? And then secondly, when you have an animal cremated, and I did this with my dog Patch, how do you know it's your dog's? Because you hear stories of dogs being cremated in batches of six or seven or whatever, and then they just fill the box with ashes. You don't know whether it's yours. How do you know, and what do you do if you're on the road?
Well, you know, it's interesting. If you're on the road, almost every state or almost every town or city has, you know, pet cemetery or crematoriums for pets. However, you're absolutely right. How do you know you're getting ashes of your pet back? When my guy Skyler passed away a few months ago, there are certain crematoriums that are actually certified where they will do one cremation at a time. I believe it costs a little bit more, but they clean out the crematorium after each cremation so you can rest assured that the ashes that you're getting are in fact from your dog or your cat or whatever type of pet you had.
Oh. All right, so Doug obviously was more attached to this animal than anything that walked the face of this earth. He seemed like, although very sad, at peace with it was her time to go. Grieving your animal, Molly lost her dog of 15 years a couple of years ago, and you just recently lost your dog. I lost mine a couple of years ago. What's the best way or the easiest way to go through a grieving process? It's not really easy, but how can you help get through it?
Well, everyone goes through grieving in a different way. You know, there's different stages of grieving. For example, some people need what we call distraction therapy. Their grieving is so intense, they actually go into a state of major depression. So in that case, when I have a friend of mine or a relative that loses a pet, I'll try to distract them a little bit just to get their mind off of it for short periods of time. That's number one. And number two is when you think about a dog passing away, generally we're kind of thinking about the last few days or the last few months or the last year that we had them. I often recommend to people, they go back and remember the good times they had with their pet. It'll make the transition easier. And then I always tell people, listen, if there is a heaven, the first thing that's going to be there are animals. They don't lie, they don't cheat, they don't steal, they don't kill. So the bottom line is, I really honestly believe this, and I'm not the most spiritual person in the world, that if people lose a pet, if their pet moves on to that rainbow bridge, I absolutely believe that we will be reunited with them someday.
I got news for you. Animals kill. You're going to see my neighbor's cat who he lets run out and chase the squirrels all the time. So, but if, like for example, Doug, the first thing that comes into my mind is, should we get Doug another dog? Because he loves having a companion. And would it be a good idea? Is it a good idea once you've lost a pet to replace them? And if not, how long should you wait?
You know, again, that's a great question, but it's really individualized. For some people, going out and getting a pet right away is the right thing to do. However, for other people, if they go out to a shelter or they purchase another pet, they make comparisons early on and actually form a little bit of a dislike with the new pet because it's not like the pet they remember. Mm-hmm. So it's an individual thing. With some people, what I recommend that they do is just be supportive. You know, there are groups out there. Every rescue, every humane society around the country has bereavement groups where people that are having difficulty getting over it can go. And when the time is right, no one can tell you when the time is right for that next pet. Let that person let Doug make that decision. Don't show up with a new puppy or a new whatever, but let Doug make that decision. When his grieving is at the point and he's ready to move on and share his love with a new pet, that time will come. But very often people try to force a new pet on someone when they lose one, and a relationship isn't as good as it could be.
Great advice. All right. Well, our thoughts and prayers are with Doug, obviously, and thank you, Warren, for that great advice. It's 58 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day.
America Weekend is a production of Stephan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K Sound and Recording. America
Weekend. It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.